Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Again, I want to remind you that we are in the season of Pentecost, that God so recently, in a certain sense, poured out his Holy Spirit upon you and upon me at baptism. The Holy Spirit was given us. You are a tabernacle of the Most High God. You are. And the Holy Spirit doesn't just come and dwell in you. The Holy Spirit imparts the gifts that will lead you into union with the Father and the Son, and gifts that will help you to bring others to the same place. How do you live? Do you live basically as a pagan? Do you live as a Christian? Do you live as Catholic? There should be something clear that marks you. Take an inventory of yourself. Do my thoughts, my words, my actions. Doesn't mean that we're there 1,000%. That would mean we're perfect, and we're not perfect until we're fully united with God. But are we substantially moving in the direction that my goals, my plans, my thoughts, etc., are more and more suffused with the presence of God, that I want him, that I repent, which I, believe me, I repent many times in a single day, because the world, the flesh, the devil, my own fatigue, everything can move us off track. But if we fight for it, that's the greatest place we could put our energy. If we fight for it, we will win. Because God looks at the intentions of the heart. You don't have to line up all these badges of success for God to be impressed. He looks at your heart. He rewards the attempts. He rewards the perseverance, even if you don't see all the fruit yet. And in 99.9 cases, we don't see the fruit right away. Not by a long shot. So just please take a look at yourself. Please have the humility to make an inventory, to be honest with God. Go to confession. Get rid of it all. Let the grace of this year of mercy be poured out upon you in abundance. And may this season be a sign of a turning point for you. First reading for today is taken from the first letter of Peter, chapter 1, verses 3 to 9. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in his great mercy gave us a new birth to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by the power of God are safeguarded through faith to a salvation that is ready to be revealed in the final time. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while you may have to suffer through various trials, so that the genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that is perishable, even though tested by fire, may prove to be for praise, glory, and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Now, for a little while, you may have to suffer through various trials. We do. It's not a sign that God is displeased. It's not a sign, most often, that God is deaf to us. He's allowing us to go through these trials so that our faith and our hope and our love may be more fully refined. They may become the bedrock of our lives. And we only grow. Most of the time in this world, we only grow through hardship and suffering. And many of us want to say, well, thank you very much, but I don't want to grow anymore. But you do. Because the more you grow in Christ, the more he is reflected through you. The more you become light in his light for the salvation of many. There's no more exalted purpose for your life on the face of the earth than that. I know the hardships are painful. I know that. I know they cost a great deal. But allow God to use those hardships to refine you, to make you more clearly, more purely, a vessel of his presence. That's what God wants to accomplish. Then, brothers and sisters, the real evangelization begins. Programs and all kinds of evenings of refinement, all kinds of vehicles that we're using to promote the new evangelization right now, all of those are good. Use them. But don't use them thinking that a program is going to convert. It's a program that is given by people of faith. It is the faith that will convert. And so the call on your life right now is to make sure and to work with God day in and day out to purify your thoughts, your words, your deeds, so he may more clearly be seen through you. Although now for a little while you may have to suffer through various trials, so that the genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that is perishable, even though tested by fire, may prove to be for praise, glory, and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Although you have not seen him, you love him. Even though you do not see him now, yet you believe in him. You rejoice with an indescribable and glorious joy as you attain the goal of faith, the salvation of your souls. Brothers and sisters, we are on an incredible mission and an incredible journey. We're sent by God. We're created by God. We're put on this earth by God to bring as many people to him as we can. Some of us are called to do it by prayer. That is prayer for the salvation of others. All of us are called to prayer daily. If you're not praying daily, a lot of what I'm saying won't go very far. Remember how often I've said the roots of your life need to go down deep into Christ, and that's daily prayer, daily reading of the Word of God, going to Mass as often as you can, adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, spending time, brothers and sisters, so that the Word of God begins to invade, so to speak, your innermost being. And change you. Start there if you're not there. And then God will lead you to who he wants you to talk to a year or two from now. Use all the time to grow in his word, to grow in his presence, to be refined yourself and purified yourself, that he might use you. Psalm 111 says, the Lord will remember his covenant forever. He made a covenant with us. He made a covenant with us. He's with us. He is our Father. He promised to be with us till the end of time. Do you trust him? You're not alone. This is not a self-made, self-executed work that you make yourself good in order that God might approve of you. God is actually in you, leading you, guiding you, supplying you with what you need if you surrender to him. And the gospel for today is taken from Mark chapter 10, verses 17 to 27. As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up, knelt down before him, and asked him, good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? So here's a question. This should be the question of each and every one of us. Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus answered him, why do you call me good? No one is good but God. Even Jesus wanted to make sure that it was the very source of life, God the Father, who was prominent. You know the commandments. Jesus says, you shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and your mother. And he replied and said to him, teacher, all of these I have observed from my youth. Can you say that? Here was a very zealous, soon-to-be disciple. Listen to that. Teacher, all of these I have observed from my youth. And Jesus, looking at him, loved him. Oh, one glance, just one glance. from God would be enough for all eternity, because he is love itself. Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "You are lacking in one thing. Go, sell what you have to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." In other words, give up everything. Sometimes we're called to that. At that statement, his face fell, and he went away sad, for he had many possessions. You see, Jesus knew it. Jesus knew. He might have said something else, "You need to just simply do this." But to this young man, he went after the possessions. He said, "I want you to have your treasure in heaven, not on earth." How clear are you? Would your possessions, being asked to give up your possessions, would that be a stumbling block for you? In other words, you value your possessions more than you value intimacy with God. Is that right? If you have to say yes to that, and many do, you need to do something about it. You need to decide to come to God and ask God for the grace. Ask God himself, "Give me the grace to put... give you my love more than I'm giving all these things, my time. Let you be first in everything. Let me not cling to any possession that would be an obstacle to union with you." And really mean that and keep praying that. God will show you. This poor young man, at that statement, his face fell and he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." And the disciples were amazed at his words. So Jesus again said to them in reply, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich." That means rich in the sense that these things are mine. They're mine, and I can use them for whatever I want, rather than God has given me these gifts, and I need to make sure that they help the poor. That's the spirit that you need. They were exceedingly astonished, and they said among themselves, "Then who can be saved?" I mean, this is a whole shift of priorities. "Then who can be saved?" And Jesus looked at them and said, "For man, it is impossible." In other words, you can't reprioritize your life and make me first. But it's not impossible for God. All things are possible for God. So if we see in our lives that we need to make a change, a significant change in our priorities, go to God and beg for help and beg for courage to do that, because it will set you free and you will know a reliance upon Christ that will bring you peace, even if you don't have all the things that you thought were needed for your security. Please, brothers and sisters, take inventory. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I have a new booklet on the mercy of God available to you. It is entitled "The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings." I really urge you to read it. You can access it and receive it free by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. "The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings." God bless you.